Proclamation number 4087 of 20th of July, 1947. Short time in a state of free will. Long time in a must state. Unimaginably long times were necessary before the spiritual was allowed to incarnate, which was granted the embodiment as a human being on the basis of a certain degree of maturity. This degree of maturity had to be attained beforehand, and this through service in works of creation whose purpose was the preservation and propagation of other creations of God. During this long time the spiritual knew nothing but to subordinate itself to divine will in order to be able to use its will freely in the last embodiment as a human being. But the time of free will is very short for the spiritual in relation to the extremely long time before. The short time can now bring the spiritual being perfect maturity, but it can also earn a renewed banishment if the being allows itself to be stirred up by bad forces which try to mentally animate it. But if the human being is strong enough to resist this dark influence, then he will very quickly progress upwards. The troubles and hardships of the last time of his embodiment can bring about that he seeks to approach God in free will and voluntarily submits himself to God. Then human existence is not without result for him. He reaches his aim on earth, a high maturity of soul and liberation from form. He enters the spheres of light as a free spiritual being. This state corresponds to his original state of being able to work in fullness of strength to an unlimited extent for his own happiness. And this state lasts for all eternity. So the endless time before the embodiment as a human being is again only a short phase in relation to eternity. It is a transition from the material world into the spiritual world, which certainly extends over a certain time, but in the state of light is no longer felt as a long time, because in the state of beatitude every concept of time is eliminated, and the soul also gratefully feels the preceding suffering as God's help which enables the spiritual to ascend. Thus only the imperfect will always feel a length of time. The perfected, on the other hand, will recognize everything as beneficial which preceded and resulted in the state of perfection. The whole process of upward development is made up of such phases, each of which certainly represents an eternity, but for the perfect being it only means a short time in comparison to eternity, and is gratefully regarded as God's proof of love, who wants to help redeem the imperfect, i.e., lead it to perfection. Amen.